of the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier is sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Well, recording remotely, as we all are tended to do so these days. This time around, reaching out to the Lansing, Michigan area to Luann Dunsford, CEO of Michigan Works Association, based out of Lansing, but serving the entire state of Michigan. Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, Luann.
It's so good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Tremendous. And very appropriately, we are in the midst of National Apprenticeship Week, running from November 8th through the 14th. So I understand this week is celebrating that. Why is it important to bring awareness to that issue?
Well, National Apprenticeship Week is a nationwide celebration. It gives businesses, communities, and educators the opportunity to highlight their apprenticeship programs, demonstrating the value of those programs for businesses, career seekers, and the community as a whole. We focused on themes and industries where apprenticeships are making a difference, including industries like technology, healthcare, financial services, advanced manufacturing, and more. Our nation is getting back to work, and apprenticeships can help workers get there, earning an income while they're learning new skills.
Perfect. Now, a lot of folks don't necessarily know what an apprenticeship specifically is. Can you tell me more about what an apprenticeship is and how it works?
Sure. Apprenticeships, they're industry-driven, high-quality career pathways in which employers can develop and prepare their future workforce. Individuals can obtain paid work experience, classroom instruction, and transferable credentials. The apprenticeships are typically flexible training strategies that are customized to meet the needs of any business. And apprentices, they can be new hires, or businesses can select a current employee who may need some skill upgrades to join an apprenticeship program.
All right. Well, that makes sense. How does the apprenticeship program benefit the workers?
Oh, boy. From the first day that they start working, apprentices receive a paycheck that's guaranteed to increase as their training progresses. Apprentices also complete a combination of job-related instruction, hands-on training at the job site, leading to a nationally recognized and portable credential. And some other specific benefits are there's hands-on career training where they get practical on-the-job training and education where they're improving their skills and competencies, as well as the potential to earn college credit toward an associate's or a bachelor's degree. And their career, once the apprenticeship is complete, workers are on their way to a successful long-term career, competitive salary, with little or no educational debt. The national credential, they take their certified portable credential accepted by industries to any employer across the United States. It's really a win-win.
Excellent. Well, that makes sense. And conversely, how does an apprenticeship benefit employers?
Well, once you develop this customized training that meets industry standards that are tailored to the specific needs of businesses, you get a highly skilled employee. Their increased knowledge transfers through on-the-job learning from an experienced mentor combined with education courses to support work-based learning. And retention. You know, the cost of turnover is so much, but 91% of apprentices that complete an apprenticeship are still employed 9 months later. You have a safer workforce, and the cost of that is immeasurable. The program's emphasis is always on safety training. So really developing that stable, reliable pipeline of qualified workers.
Excellent. Well, how much money might an apprentice earn?
Apprentices can be very competitive in the paycheck from the first day of employment with raises as skills level increase. The average wage for a fully proficient worker who completes an apprenticeship is $50,000 annually, but apprentices who complete their program can earn approximately $300,000 more during their career than non-apprenticeship workers.
All right. As we wrap up this segment, I would like to understand how has the pandemic impacted apprenticeships?
Well, prior to the pandemic, the world of work focused on the skills gap and what it took to attract and retain the right workers. And 5 or 10 years ago, apprenticeships were pretty much for the building and construction industries, but now you're seeing them in every area from cybersecurity to healthcare to data analytics. Companies are looking at different ways they can bring people into their organizations. And post-COVID, apprenticeships offer a very viable solution to the skills gap and the need to reskill and retain individuals whose jobs were adversely impacted by the pandemic. Companies that invest in skills now, they're going to be at the forefront of driving economic recovery post-pandemic.
Excellent. All right. Well, we are currently discussing a great topic, which is National Apprenticeship Week, which is running from November 8th through the 14th. And I just don't want to cut it off there. I've got at least three more questions in mind for that. So would you mind sticking around for another segment of the Michigan Business Beat, Luann?
Oh my gosh, I would love to. Thank you.
Perfect. Once again, we've been speaking with Luann Dunsford, CEO of Michigan Works Association, based out of Lansing, Michigan, but serving the entire state of Michigan. And of course, our topic, as I just mentioned, National Apprenticeship Week, November 8th through the 14th. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.